Thank you for clicking on the Sales Room Podcast. My name is Emmanuel Ejike, and I'm your friend and your host. Today on this solo show, we're going to look at objection handling. Not just objection handling, but effective objection handling. How to handle objections effectively. And this is going to be a series of objections most common in the marketplace today, and we're going to deal with them one after the other. And today we are starting with the first episode of this series, and the objection we would be looking at today is, I think it is the most common objection, and it is too expensive. That is the cost or the price objection. It is too expensive. So how do you handle this objection? So if you are in business, maybe you're a business owner or you're a salesperson, you must have come across this particular objection countless times. People usually say it, right? So let's look at how you can handle this objection effectively. So when you're talking to a customer and the next thing they say to you is, it is too expensive, how do you respond? I want that to say, how do you respond? Now, the best way to respond to this objection is to isolate the objection first, to be sure that is the only thing stopping the customer from taking the buying step. Isolate the objection. So how do you isolate the objection? You simply ask the customer a question. Mr. Customer, Mrs. Customer, apart from the price, is there any other thing stopping you from going ahead with this transaction? Do you have any other concerns? Now, when you ask this question, you pause and watch them respond to you. Okay? Now, why is this important? It is important that you ask this question to isolate the objection, because sometimes the objection, it is too expensive, might not really be what it is. Okay? Maybe they are saying it is too expensive, but they have other things in mind. So when you ask this question, apart from the cost, apart from the budget, apart from the price, is there any other thing stopping you from moving ahead with this transaction? Then they begin to tell you, apart from that, I think what I have currently is better than what you're presenting to me. Oh, apart from that, I think I don't need it now. You will see them come up with other objections that you can handle at the same time with that it is too expensive objection. So that is why it is very important that you isolate the objection. Let me tell you something. There are a couple of reasons why people give you objections. Okay? One, when they say it is too expensive, one, it might be that they don't see value in your product or your service. And what that simply means is that you've not effectively communicated the value of your product or your service to them. So in their eyes, the money you are asking them to pay, they are looking at the money, the value of the money, as being higher than the value of the product you are asking them to pick. And so because of that, nobody wants to spend money on something they consider less in value. Okay, so the value of the product is not commensurate to the money you are asking them to pay, the value of the money you are asking them to pay. So when they see it that way, in their head, they will say this is too expensive because they are not perceiving enough value, right? So that's number one, why people might say it is too expensive. Now, number two, why your customers might say it is too expensive is because they don't want to do the business with you, period. Maybe they have someone else they want to purchase from. Maybe they don't like you as a person, because sometimes people need to like you before they make a purchase from you, or any other reason. They don't just want to purchase from you, right? So they can come up with the objection, it is too expensive. That's the second one. Now, the third one is they love the product, they see value in your product, but they don't have the budget. So if this is the case, they are sincerely saying it is too expensive. Now, it might not be expensive to every other person, but to them, it is expensive because they don't have the money. They can't afford it. They don't have enough money to invest to get that your product or your service. Okay? So these are some of the reasons why customers would say it is too expensive. And the only way for you to find out what it is for them, what is making them say it is expensive, is when you ask them that question. Is when you begin to isolate the objection. You say, why do you say so? You said it is too expensive. Okay, why do you say so? You watch them begin to explain. Oh, I think these features, the benefits that will come with your product, the this and that, I don't think it is worth the amount of money you are calling for me. Then you handle the objections effectively, right? So one of the ways to effectively handle the it is too expensive objection is to isolate the objection. And isolating the objection means you need to probe further. You need to ask them further questions to be sure that that is the only thing stopping them from moving forward, so that at the end of the day, they don't have to tell you, oh, I have to talk to my wife, I have to talk to my husband, I need to talk to my dog at home, I need to talk to this and that, right? So isolate, isolate, isolate. And once you isolate, then you can then open their mind to why your product is that price. Okay, thank you so much. That's all I have for you on this podcast. My name remains Emmanuel Ejike. Till I come your way next time, I say let's go sell something. Have a nice day ahead. Bye.